It is a Thursday morning. Every other Thursday on WATD at this time, time to check in with WATD's mom.
It's a demand, that's when I feel totally frustrated.
It's time now for Mama Jam with the WATD mom, Sarah Eberle, on this snowy Thursday morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Rob. There's so much snow. It's crazy.
Yeah, you moms are going nuts, huh?
Another snow day.
Kids are going to be going right into the summer, I guess.
Yeah, I hope not. Well, school will definitely be because we've had so many snow days now.
Absolutely. Well, what is on the agenda for this week's Mama Jam?
Well, this week on Mama Jam, we're talking about books and book clubs for kids. I did a feature interview with Alexandra Morrill, the founder of LaughingDraftBooks.com. Which is an online bookstore, and she gives me lots of great tips for getting kids reading and doing book clubs with kids. And you know, she has a great store, so I want to talk about that.
Okay, sure, go ahead. Laughing Giraffe Book, what's that all about?
Well, LaughingGiraffeBooks.com, you can buy one of two things, either a book bundle for kids ages 0 to 8, or you can buy a Book of the Month collection where kids get a new book in the mail every month, which is really exciting.
Yes, because I remember getting books in the mail. My mom signed me up for something, and I loved getting, you know, Mike Mulligan and the Steam Shovel, or Blueberries for Sal, or Streganona, or whatever the book might be.
Yeah, and Caps for Sale.
Caps for Sale. That's right. That was another good one.
I'm checking out this site right now, Sarah, and you know what I love? And I mentioned this once before. They categorize it by age. Sometimes the books you look at in the bookstore, you don't know if it's age appropriate. So I really need the help in that department, and I love that about this service.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alexandra also has 73 different collections of themes for boys or girls. So if you want to do something by holiday or by science or fairies or something like that, she also breaks it down into those categories.
That is good. That is good, because this is all important about getting kids interested in reading and talking about books and, you know, of course, reading to your kids and then getting them to read.
Yeah, and she has this great tip on getting kids involved in reading, and that is for parents to read out loud to kids and to use animation so that kids get excited about the characters that they're hearing about.
Okay. What would be an example?
Well, my kids are Star Wars fanatics, as you guys know, so I have mastered this line in our house. It goes
okay.
Like this.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Okay, wait for your theme here. Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, there you go. There's a mom that gets into the role.
That was really good.
That's good. So you do all the Star Wars characters.
Yes, I do. I can even do Yoda.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear your Yoda.
Eat your vegetables. You must.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll give you
all
half
right,
a
I
ring for that.
I think you think I need to work on
little,
Yoda.
A little bit of work on the Yoda, I think, yeah.
But the Darth Vader,
well,
very impressive.
Well, it works during dinner time because they do start eating vegetables.
That's
you know,
good,
if
okay.
If it's a command from Yoda as opposed to mom, then they will eat their vegetables.
Anger leads to violence.
Okay, all right. Now, so getting the kids involved in reading and doing a little animation and getting them involved and getting into the roles, right? That's what helps the kids start to become more interested, right? Right?
Yeah, and she does a great job of giving some tips during this feature interview that I did with her. And she also has great tips for starting a book club. And because sometimes it's hard to get kids interested in a book club. Like, my boys actually laughed at me when I suggested it. And which she says for hard-to-reach boys, maybe do a science, read a book about science and do a science experiment to get the kids engaged in the book they're reading.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, now, Sarah, we're coming to the end here, so any other tips and things you want to get out to the moms and parents this week?
Yes, there's also a great website called the KidsBookClubBook.com, and they have recipes and activities that they pair with top book club titles that you can do if you want to start a book club for your kids. And there's also a great South Shore Readers book club connection, and it's through goodreads.com, where parents or people all over the South Shore can check out this website, and they'll connect you to a book club that's in the South Shore area. They already meet in Braintree, and you can meet online, and they have group for kids and teens. And what I like about this site is that you can actually submit writing. So if your teenager or child is working on a book, they can submit a chapter and people can review it on goodreads.com. It's kind of
cool. I love that.
That is good stuff. All right.
Awesome.
Mama
Jan. And then, of course, there's the Front Street Bookstore in Scituate, which has a charming kids section, and Pat will always order whatever you need.
Okay, that's great. All right, Mama Jim, she's WATD's mom, Sarah Eberle. She joins us every other Thursday at this time. And if moms want to get in touch with you, Sarah, or find out more, we want people to connect online with you. So give us the info.
Well, to replay this feature, go to MamaJam.com, or you can go to 95.9WATD.com for the link to Mama Jam. And moms listening out there, feel free to call the radio station, WATD, to tell us what you want to talk about.
All right, I love it. Sarah Eberle, Mama Jam, every other Thursday at this time on WATD. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
May the force be with you.
How embarrassing.